Walt Disney World Memory 177, The Great Movie Ride. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 177 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you in the United States. I pray your holiday is filled with food, family, laughter, and food, of course. As I'm sitting down to record this, it's actually Thanksgiving Day and we're set to have a small gathering of family. The turkey will be going into the oven and we're looking forward to spending the day laughing and celebrating together. Personally, I haven't actually spent a Thanksgiving or Christmas anywhere but at home or with our family. I'm not even sure what it would be like to spend one of those holidays at Walt Disney World. I've seen the pictures of the crowds and I'm really not sure. I want to find out how it actually feels to be there. I'll stick to keeping it simple and visiting when I can actually get onto rides and not lose my mind. Like the day we're reliving right now. So let's get back to it, shall we? So as I said last time, it was a hot Sunday in June of 2012. You know those kinds of days that make you melt the moment you leave your air conditioning. In Memory 176, the storms have changed all that. Now the rain is coming down and folks are scattering. I think the timing has also changed how the crowds have dispersed. No longer are folks waiting for Fantasmic, but they're now back in rides. As we left the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror last time, I put on a poncho and headed out. You may not have been able to tell exactly where I was headed, but we are already now inside our next attraction, the Great Movie Ride. Yeah, I just started walking straight up Sunset and turned up Hollywood Boulevard and right into the empty queue. It's so empty today, in fact, that it actually looked for a moment there as I get in line that only a handful of folks will be on our tram. There still weren't many people, you know, by the time we got on, maybe 20 or so. So it's a very intimate ride. Our cast members were very good, and we'll enjoy the old spiel, you know, the one just before TCM took over, but after they had revamped it. Once done, we'll throw the poncho back on and head back out into the storm for some more fun in the parks. I haven't been back to this attraction in my trip since this one, because my children would not be able to ride. Intense movies and sounds still scare my kids, and this park is filled with these attractions that are just not family-friendly in my mind. At least not my family. That said, this iconic attraction in Disney's Hollywood Studios is so undervalued. I've always loved this attraction, and it's one of the last pieces of this park that actually honors the movies and the studios that made them. As always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and of course, support the show on our www-memories.net website. Thank you to all of those of you who are leaving reviews on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. This really helps increase our visibility and provides people with an idea of how good the podcast is. Today's memory is once again in binaural, so I'd suggest putting it on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as I step into some of my favorite classic movie moments. Right?
All the way from Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they were still running while we were in it.
Are the doors still open?
Oh, we got wet. We actually, when we went back down, we were down low enough. It dripped down in.
We forgot to tell you that they did turn it into a water ride.
A real water ride, yes.
That would be kind of.
It was actually surreal when the interior lights flashed and the outside flashed almost nearly in sync.
We scheduled it that way.
Oh, that's very good. Thank you, Disney. What do y'all think as far as warning? What are they saying? How long it's going to last?
I haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, they were saying a thunderstorm warning, but thanks for that.
They called it. They got it right.
They didn't...
It doesn't take much to get that right in Florida, right?
Yeah, no. They put that up as the thunderstorm started. They're like, great. But they didn't give an expected end time yet, so...
Okay.
Last I checked, anyway.
I'll just ride this a few times then, I guess.
Yeah,
pages of life rides a man you must fear and respect. A man whose unconquerable will and boundless determination carved a lusty, rough, and boisterous slice of history called the Searchers. It's John Wayne as Ethan Edwards, who had a rare kind of courage. The courage that simply keeps on and on, far beyond
all reasonable endurance. This is going to be interesting, a tram for three, four.
Never thinking of himself as brave.
We'll find him in the end, I promise you. We'll find him.
Here is a story of a man, hard and relentless, tender and patient.
Go, Martin, please!
Stand aside, Martin.
No, you
don't, Ethan. No, you don't! Stand aside! Let's go!
Of your favorite star.
When's the never seen no good rehearsal?
Yes, sir, at dawn. People ain't paying for shows no more. Talking pictures, that's what they want.
It's a fad. I've staged 50 musical comedies, I've staged 50 more.
Footlight Parade. It'll set your feet to tapping.
That's right. I'd like a job of teaching new kids routines.
Well, Jesus, the kid better be swell.
Come on, the little stars are peeking.
And make your heart sing.
Sitting on a backyard fence.
musical extravaganza, Footlight Parade.
They will in a second, I think. I don't know why they didn't let us on that last train, but I guess there's only six of us anyway, so 10 of us.
And a motion picture excitement Walt Disney is famous for. See Walt Disney's Mary Poppins. Your whole family.
Hello. Here we go. In just a few moments, the doors behind me will open and your magical journey into the movies will begin. As we enter our soundstage, we have the team recording together and are playing from smoking, eating, drinking, and flash photography. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome aboard. At this time, I'd like to ask everyone to please remain seated throughout the show, and please keep your arms and hands inside the vehicle at all times. And for the safety of our cast, we ask you please refrain from use of claustrophobia and external video lighting. Now that we've taken care of business, let's talk about me. My name is Katie, and I'll be your guide for this magical journey into the movies. It's the perfect job for me because I love the movies. Is everybody ready?
Yeah!
Well, great, because it's showtime. Ready when you are, CB. And we are rolling. Because the Great Movie Ride brings these movies to life and puts you right into the middle of the action. First, let's visit those great Hollywood musicals, starting in 1933 with Busby Berkeley's extravaganza, The Light Parade, starring James Cagney, Ruby Keeler, and Dick Powell. In 1952, Gene Kelly was singing in the rain with Debbie Reynolds and Donald O'Connor. Did you know Gene Kelly co-directed the movie? Can anyone tell me what movie this is?
Mary Poppins.
That's right, it's what this is, a Academy Award winning film from 1964, Mary Poppins, starring Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke. Those wallets and purses, folks. This doesn't look like a very good neighborhood. In fact, it looks a lot like the underworld. I've seen as such classic gangster films as The Public Enemy, starring one of my favorite top guys, James Cagney.
Journey, trouble, pushing. Open up and in, you hear me? Listen, Bob.
The working title for this movie was Beer and Blood. The United Kingdom, it was known as, and the North of the Public.
Don't look around. He's going to leave you some beer. But you're going to take it. And you're going to kick in with the dog. And if you don't, somebody's going to drop by here and kick your teeth out one at a time. What do you mean?
Sorry about the delay, folks, but I don't want to run a red light, even if it is just a movie. You talking to me? You talking to me?
No, sweetheart, I'm talking to the dame with the funny enough to put in.
You're talking
to me.
I'm not supposed to leave my vehicle.
I say, get over here!
Okay, Muxie, whatever you say.
Everybody just sit tight.
never been caught. Now, watch this! No more red light!
Bugsy!
Hollywood's legendary stars, Clint Eastwood and John Wayne.
Was I in personal trouble? Basically, I get myself shot. By tailing out of it. Go right ahead, that's what you're going to do. Long time ago, I made me a rule. Let people do what they want. That's a mighty tough series of writers, Pilgrim. I think you're about turning back. One of my favorites.
Now, the Anacletus is the perfect time for collecting all your valuables. Out with the
there he is! It's the bank robber! Don't let him get away!
You're gonna have to catch me fast, Papa!
You're under arrest! Let him go, woman! Pick yourself up!
This is nuts! I'm not sure there's something out of here. Well, look at it this way. You can't get me, boys. Whoa! Okay. It's boys.
This is Alien. You are with Sigourney Weaver aboard the spaceship Nostromo. Something has gone wrong. One by one, the crew has vanished. And somewhere in the ship, a terrifying creature waits to claim its next mate.
Well, pal, ain't no victim.
Warning, remain in your vehicle. The area you are entering is extremely dangerous. Proceed with caution. Undisturbed in this ancient burial chamber, and on the chest of the great stone god, a priceless jewel.
Wow, tell her that's her, guys. I'm me to get back to work. There's nobody more liable to get the goods. I don't think they notice that there's bodies around here.
But the jewel is guarded by a curse, and those who dare defy that curse must pay with their lives.
Halt, unbeliever. Disturb the treasure of the gods, and you shall all pay with your lives.
The feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. How often do you get to say that? I'd say we're definitely somewhere over the rainbow in one of the most beloved movies of all time.
Which way do we go?
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road? Now, why am I think of that? Sing along, folks, you know the words. Enjoyed our tour through these great moments at the movies. We've only scratched the surface of what Hollywood has to offer. There are thousands of other great movies out there just waiting for you to discover. And here are just a few of my favorites. Of Disney's Hollywood Studios, I'd like to thank you for joining us on the Great Movie Ride. Now, before we wrap this production, we still have one more scene to do. It's called The Exit. The action begins with the remaining seated until we come to a complete stop. Then gather your belongings and take small children by the hand. When these doors open, march dramatically to your feet and make a grand exit directly to the rear gear vehicle. Oh, One more thing. Set your action. Don't forget that thunder's applause for yours truly. Okay, releases everybody, and action! Thank you, thank you. Have a wonderful evening here at Disney's Hollywood Studios. I'll see you at the movies. This is the Dreams Parmada. Goodbye, everyone.
I think it was me. Is there a single rider option?
We do not have a single rider. We have standby or fast pass.
All right, standby. Is it still 60 minutes?
It's probably between 40 and 60 right
okay.
now.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.